USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin if we spent time together. I may be wrong. You know, other people have said that didn't work out, but I'm different than other people.
President Trump speaking there of his upcoming Monday summit in Helsinki, Finland, with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Back home, Senate Republican Lindsey Graham has this warning for President Trump as he goes into that meeting.
President Trump, I want you to understand, Putin's not your friend. He's not the friend of democracy. He needs to fear you and respect you for us to have a good relationship.
Meanwhile, Senate Republican John McCain says Trump must confront Putin on the indictment of 12 Russians for meddling in the 2016 election, and if he's not going to do so, he should cancel Monday's summit. Before heading to Finland, the first couple are in Scotland today, where more protests are planned against President Trump and his policies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Business partners and other institutions are scrambling to distance themselves from the Papa John's chain. The University of Louisville now changing its football stadium's name from Papa John's to Cardinal Stadium. USA's Rick Vincent with more.
Papa John's has begun pulling founder John Schnatter's images from its logos and TV ads over the racial slur he made during a media training conference in May. Schnatter took part in a radio interview with WHAS in Louisville.
Shame on me for even bringing it up, but the point is you can't use that vocabulary. You can't use that word. And we will not, and I'm not going to, and I have not.
The company will keep its name, and Schnatter is still on the board as its largest shareholder.
British police say they have found the source of the nerve agent that killed a woman and left her partner in critical condition. The 44-year-old woman died this month after being exposed to Novichok. Police now say a small bottle that had contained that substance has been discovered during a search of their home. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democrats voicing their opposition to the election of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh by President Trump. In their weekly address, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal said a lot is at stake with Kavanaugh's nomination, saying affordable health care and women's reproductive rights could be jeopardized if Kavanaugh is confirmed. The senator claims Trump picked Kavanaugh in an effort to uphold his own political agenda and to please right-wing groups. A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finding that one in three American adults are not getting the 7 hours of sleep they should be getting. Here's John Clemens with more.
Dr. Ann Wheaton, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says first set a regular sleep schedule, then
making sure your bedroom's dark, quiet, not too hot or too cold, turning off or removing televisions, computers, mobile devices from the bedroom.
Also avoid large meals and no caffeine at night.
If you don't get enough sleep over time, this can affect your risk for many chronic conditions, including hypertension, obesity and diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
I'm John Clemens.
And the World Cup wraps up this weekend in Russia. Croatia and France will battle for the championship Sunday in Moscow. Today, England and Belgium will play for third place in St. Petersburg. Oddsmakers have Belgium as the favorite. If Belgium wins, it will be their best showing ever in the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.